While it is difficult to scrape together overmuch sympathy for any sentient adult who knowingly accepts a job in the administration of President Donald Trump, the last 18 months plus change cannot have been much fun for Nikki Haley, the now outgoing U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Today I stand before the United Nations General Assembly to share the extraordinary progress we've made.
The UN demonstrated its opinion of her boss at last month's convening of the General Assembly. President Trump's typically self-aggrandizing speech provoked laughter from the gathered world leaders, and laughter very much of the at, not with variety.
Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
Haley's resignation earlier this week seems to have caught many by surprise, even though it has become clear by now that the Trump administration offers long-term job security broadly comparable with Spinal Tap's drumstool. The departure of Haley, previously a two-term governor of South Carolina, is being widely mourned across the political spectrum, a demonstration of the premium currently placed on American officials who can be correctly certified neither a danger to themselves or to others. So why has Haley gone and where is she going?
I don't have anything set on where I'm going to go. I think that the main thing was, I think you have to be selfless enough to know when you step aside and allow someone else to do the job. So
it's not entirely unheard of for a politician's given reason for quitting being the actual reason they're quitting, so this does need to be considered. Ambassador Haley says she believes in term limits, and that having done 6 years in the governor's mansion in Colombia and two at the UN, she has now posted the 8 years to which American office holders are often restricted. But that doesn't explain the timing of her announcement just weeks before crucial midterm elections, ahead of which Trump's White House will need all the illusions of sanity and competence it can muster. Unless, of course, those midterms, in which the Republican Party are widely predicted to wear a bucketful of the electorate's disgruntlement, are the reason she's going.
No, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one. So I look forward to supporting the president in the next election.
Haley, still only 46, may be thinking of her future and of the likelihood that if she does want to run for president herself one day, there might be mileage in distancing herself from Trump sooner rather than later. Although she offered one astounding hostage to fortune as she departed, abjectly wittering that Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner
is such a hidden genius that no one understands.
She may just about be able to one day spin this as passive-aggressive sarcasm. Haley might also be wearying of life on a government salary, especially if she does hope to underwrite future political ambitions. It is known that she has significant personal debts, and her resume could command a hefty salary in the private sector. And we should possibly not underestimate the sense of existential futility that her present role involves. Polling on the subject around the world has found esteem of the United States plummeting on Trump's watch. In only two countries on Earth has surveying by the Pew Research Center found Trump better liked than his predecessor. Israel, though not by much, and Russia, by an amusingly vast margin.
Countries may not like what we do, but they respect what we do. They know that if we say we're going to do something, we follow it through.
Which brings excited pundits to the question of Haley's successor as U.S. ambassador to the UN. It is a position that has been held over the years by some extremely serious people. Henry Cabot Lodge Jr., Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Richard Holbrooke, Susan Rice, Samantha Power. So naturally, there was immediate speculation that Donald Trump planned to nominate his daughter Ivanka, whose resume as a top-flight diplomat consists substantially of selling handbags.
I've heard Ivanka. I've heard how good would Ivanka be?
Trump appears almost disappointingly to have ruled Ivanka out, indignantly railing that such an appointment might see him
accused of nepotism, if you can believe it, right?
This would doubtless be the case, inasmuch as demanding money from a bank teller at gunpoint might see you accused of armed robbery. Trump says he will name Haley's successor in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The names in circulation suggest that this might be one of those decisions about which Trump cleaves relatively to Republican orthodoxy, as he has done with his Supreme Court picks and his appointment of James Mattis to the Pentagon. There is some money on Tennessee Senator Bob Corker and some chatter about former Deputy National Security Advisor Dina Powell, neither of whom would be obviously absurd choices. An instinctive showman like Trump, however, will be well attuned to the potential of making a big and startling splash ahead of those midterms. And he still has Anthony Scaramucci's number.
I love the president. I love the president. I love the president.
For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Miller.